Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth.
Hi, it's Tracy DeForge. Today I have a thought-provoking but fun experiment for you to try. How I came about this experiment was actually a happy accident. You may know that part of my new activities to put into my schedule this year includes writing and journaling 3 pages every morning before I check my email. And since it is coming up on the end of the month, I do want to say that I have done a pretty good job of it so far. I think I'll just give myself an A+ on that one. This morning when I went to do my pages, something fascinating happened, and I thought I would share it with you and see if you wanted to give it a try and see if you found it to be as insightful as I did. When I do these pages, I just sit down, they're completely blank, and I just write the first thing that comes to my mind. This morning, the first thing that came to my mind was, can I ask you a question? Which feels a little odd when you're writing that and you're the only one you're talking to. But I went with it because it was the first thing that came to my mind, right? So what I thought I might do is read you my actual journal entry based on the fact that I prompted myself with, can I ask you a question? Now, don't get scared about getting inside of my head. It's not as dangerous of a place as you might think. So here we go. I write, can I ask you a question? What would happen if you released the fear of any outcome and did whatever you wanted to do with your time? How would you spend it? Would you still work as much as you do, or would you play more? What does play look like to you? Do you know how to play? Would you play creatively, like go to a studio and play? Would you make art? Would you paint? Would you make jewelry? Would you put beads on canvas? Would you write? What would you write about? Your experiences? What is the most profound experience that comes to mind? Is it painful? Has the pain fully healed? How could you heal it further? Can your pain help others avoid pain? Can it help them walk through it more swiftly, more thoughtfully, with a new perspective? So as I pause here, I realize I can see the funnel of what's happening in this most unexpected experience. My exercise of doing this first brought me back to dead center of an issue I struggle with constantly. How to play was the first thing that came up in the stream of consciousness, yet as I kept asking myself the questions, I exposed the layers of what was really most important to me, which is where I would spend my time and how I would spend it. And for me, what evolved out of the process was I would spend the time creating, whether it is writing or art or even strategy in business. I create with the sole purpose of healing my painful moments, or so I could then help someone else have a new perspective on their painful experiences, or just even to get insight to avoid them altogether. And then I realize I am doing what my soul craves. I am using my voice, my stories, my lessons on this show, sharing them on this show, which is really what feels like play to me. So problem solved in 3 pages or less. There you have it. How you spend your time is probably one of the most important questions you can ask yourself, second only to how would you spend it differently? Taking a look at how you spend it differently presents an area where you either feel disconnected, void, or seeking something soothing to heal an avoidance, which opens up the question, why don't you spend your time on this one area you crave so much? Is it based on fear? What is driving the fear? When you figure out the one thing that you need or want to do more of, is the one thing something that you do not know how to do? I mean, literally, figuratively, physically, emotionally, would you ask for help? Have you already figured it out? When you think about this, does an emotional connection rise up with you and with this new idea that's so strong, telling you what it is that you want for yourself? Could this feeling, desire, craving lead to helping others? Regardless of the answers that you get from this fun, and trust me, it is fun, experience, the most important part of it all is to start asking yourself these questions.
Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. Visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. That's journeytothere.com.